Over the years, there's two different subjects people seem to want more stories about. One is lost luggage. I have a million, but they don't fit the gospel. And then the other is this wonderful car that I used to own. What was it? The Vega, right. Man, you wouldn't believe some of the things. But it fits this gospel tonight, so I said, praise God, you know. This car, which was voted the single worst car ever produced in the United States. This from the family that bought a 55 Chevy. I bought that. But anyway, this car, which was lemon yellow, station wagon, actually pretty good. It was pretty good looking. It began to have a drinking problem. What I mean? It started to burn oil. It had an aluminum engine, and all aluminum, oddest looking thing you ever saw in your life. Nothing under the hood except this engine that went straight up and down. If you overheated it once, it would warp, and then you'd begin to burn oil. Well, it's inevitable that happened at some point. So eventually, I was buying straight 50 weight oil. Can you believe this? And yeah, really, my car right now takes 0-20 or something. Bought it by the case and put it in the trunk. And at its worst, every 200 miles, I'd pull over and put a quart in. Can you imagine the blue smoke coming out of the back of this thing? it got pretty good mileage with all that oil it was burning. But I thought about that. If a person were to neglect to put oil in that crankcase, it would have died. And because I didn't have any money, I kept doing that. Eventually got the engine rebuilt. It went almost 200,000 miles. Now, there's a record for you. But in this gospel, five of these bridesmaids run out of oil. Of course, Jesus is presuming we understand this. Even today, some people in the Middle East at weddings do this. It's a game, actually, in which the bridesmaids wait for the bridegroom, and if he can sneak by, they hide it at the doors. If he can sneak by somehow, they get locked out for a day, or a certain period of time. And of course, these wedding receptions went on for a week, so they weren't locked out all week, but they were locked out if they, you know, didn't catch the bridegroom. And this bridegroom comes really late. He's very delayed. So this is very important. They all fall asleep. And Jesus is pointing out that he is very long delayed. It's been 2,000 years since he rose into heaven. So everybody got drowsy. And in our own lives too, Christ will at times take a long time to answer a prayer. And we might get drowsy. In other words, there's a lot of reasons. Drowsiness means to sort of neglect our prayers or to lose our relationship with the Lord somehow, or to get lax in areas that please God. And as we do this, as that drowsiness occurs, which is part of human nature, the oil starts to go down and we're not being attentive to it. And Jesus warns us or advises us to keep the crankcase full, especially if you've got a Vega with the smoke coming out the back, because you're burning the candle at both ends. You may need to fill the oil. Somebody was suggesting we get some of these oil lamp things. I can't stand those for the altar. Oh, you just put liquid paraffin in, and then they stay the same. I think they're tacky, so you're not going to see that. But if you let the oil go down in those things in there, the flame's going to go out. We got to keep an eye on it so it doesn't go out during Mass. Things about a year ago, we had a power outage that lasted for quite a long time because it was cold, and it was the heat that was the problem. I don't know if you remember this, but I have all these oil lamps and had to go looking for them. Thank goodness there was a lot of oil back there, because when the power goes out, it's too late to buy the oil, isn't it? You got to have some. Many years since those oil lamps were used, but boy, they sure came in handy for that night when there was no power. I don't think it came on till like 5 in the morning or something. Jesus promises us life is not a game, and he's not just talking about the end of time or the end of our lives. That's part of it, but you know, Scripture has an almost infinite amount of meaning. We can't just say, oh, we've heard this gospel and tune it out. Jesus has something to say each time we hear it because it applies to specific situations in our individual lives. Has Christ snuck by me lately and I missed him? Is the oil getting lower and the flame starting to go out? It's the kind of thing that happens, especially now we're coming into the Advent season when there's so much going on, and the first thing to go is prayer, or we begin to neglect God. Ironically, you know, Advent's when we're supposed to be preparing for the Lord, and he often gets pushed aside because there's so much to do. But in our lives, he gets pushed aside sometimes. You know, we can not realize that the oil is getting low, like that Vega. You know, it didn't have a gauge. You had to go and actually check the dipstick. But I should have put a mirror in the back. That would have told me what was happening with that thing. And it never did run out. I'm very proud of that. It wasn't the smartest purchase, but it did teach me a lesson. Jesus, if we miss him in life, he gives us many chances. This is not a one-time thing. He comes by the door periodically and invites us in. He wants everyone in the banquet. It's amazing how many times a wedding banquet comes up. If you think about your own wedding, or I was just talking tonight with somebody about my own priestly ordination party, you know, everybody that we know that loves us is at these things. It's really a microcosm of heaven, except it never ends, this wonderful banquet. And of course, we all want to come in, but Jesus is going to come in disguise. Sometimes he looks like a poor beggar that you never want to go in with, but it's really God. Or other times, we almost miss him. These are the opportunities in life that God gives us that we weren't expecting. It was interesting happened here. I think it was Friday. I got a call. My person might be here, but I don't know the family, but got a call to go down to Kaiser Funeral Chapel. Somebody had passed that was Catholic. I don't think the family was. They wanted me to bless the body. They wanted the anointing of the sick, which we don't do after death, but I did do some prayers, you know, for the family and over the body. There's some scriptures and things that we read. I couldn't find the body or anybody in this place. Eventually, I did find the body in the freezer. I won't go into any more details, but it was kind of creepy. But the funny thing is that first I missed Kaiser Funeral Chapel. Having lived here 13 years, I couldn't find it. And then I couldn't find the body, and I couldn't find anybody to help me. But wouldn't you know it, when I stood right there, do you know what it was? Exactly 3 o'clock. The hour of mercy, the hour when Christ died. And I knew right there that God had shown mercy on this lady. And I thanked God for that great sign that he died for her and that he arranged for me to be there. And I told the family, I said, wow, what a grace that he arranged everything just for the sake of her. That was an opportunity. And it filled the oil up completely within me, because it was such a grace to see God working. Other times, when we pray, it may not feel good. We may not even want to pray. You know, it's great when we have these great feelings in prayer and everything is going well, and boy, we can't wait to pray, and then sometimes we want to do anything but. But it's those times when we don't feel good about it, about doing some kind action, coming to church, praying, sacrificial giving, whatever it is. Those are the times that God is glorified the most, when we don't feel good about it, because that's a real pure act of love. You know, like we do with our families, it doesn't always feel good, but we do it because we love people. And this is what Christ, these things fill up the oil lamp. If we're just being selfish and burning the light just for ourselves, you won't get any oil in there. Christ advises us to keep the oil filled because he may catch us in an inopportune moment, and if our lamp is too dim, we're not going to see him because we're too caught up in ourselves. So it really is wise to keep that oil lamp filled. Well, you pay attention to all of our investments in life, whatever they are. The real investment is Christ. That's what we want to have on the last day. That's the only thing we're going to have, is that oil of faith, you know. And what did I do with my life? That's what fills up the flask of oil. It's not a one-time thing. You know, we have to keep exercising that faith all our lives, and it's not easy. But so our Lord points out to us, and this applies to the world when the end comes, to our lives when the end comes, and it applies to each day when Christ passes by, if we notice him. He says, therefore, stay awake, because I'm not going to tell you the day or the hour your oil should be filled or still burning when I come.